Now, the VOA Learning English Program, Words and Their Stories. On this show, we explore common expressions in American English. Today, we take our show on the water, on a boat, or at least a make-believe one. You have probably seen a boat before. Watching one move through the water can be really fun. On the water, boats move with a grace similar to that of a plane in the air. If you are lucky, you may have even sailed in a boat. That experience to feel the wind and water droplets hitting your face, to be out in the open air, is so much better than simply watching it from a distance. However, not everyone enjoys being in a boat. In fact, many people get sick from the rocking motion of a boat. When boats are on calm water, the water moves it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This can cause many people to get seasick. And that brings us to today's expression, rock the boat. This means to cause problems for other members of a group. When you rock the boat, you do or say something that causes change. Now, we usually rock the boat in a negative way. Used this way, it means to cause trouble, usually by changing something. But you can also rock the boat in a positive way. Here's how. Another meaning of rock the boat is to question the status quo, or the usual way of doing things. So, if a situation is no longer healthy or good, then making changes is a good thing. For example, one job of the media is to sometimes rock the government's boat. You know, shake things up a little. The expression rock the boat has been used since the early 1900s. And it should come as no surprise that it comes from boating. Imagine that you and a friend are at sea in a small boat. Suddenly, you get up and start moving your weight from side to side. Naturally, the boat starts rocking. Your rocking of the boat does not just affect you. It also affects your friend. She starts to feel seasick. But you don't seem to care. You just keep on rocking the boat, and you rock it so hard that it overturns. You and your friend end up in the water. So you were both fine in the boat before you started rocking it. Now, with both of you in the water, the situation is worse. It is worth noting that another expression means about the same thing and has a similar history: to make waves. The rocking of a boat is caused by waves in the water. In life, when you make waves, you change the usual way of doing things. Again, this can be good or bad. So that is where these expressions come from. Now let's hear how to use them. Two co-workers, Marissa and Thomas, are heading into a meeting at the chocolate company.
That's a big binder. What's in it?
This binder has all my suggestions.
Suggestions on what?
Suggestions on how to improve our overall chocolate products, customer service, production, delivery systems, all without increasing our costs.
Wow, those are a lot of suggestions. You know, now may not be the best time. The economy is tanking, and everyone here is really happy.
What are you saying?
Well, maybe now is not a good time to rock the boat. Things aren't great, but they are pretty good.
That's what I mean. Why be okay when you can be great? Now is a perfect time to rock the boat. Let's challenge the status quo.
Look, Thomas, you've only been here a week. Why don't you observe and learn a little more before you make waves?
You know, that's a good idea. I can always present my suggestions next week.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.